Let's pray. Father, thank you. Woo! Thank you for your word. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for just the blessing of your son who died on the cross for us, who we're going to spend several years talking about. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that you sent to comfort us. Comfort to come with strength. That means if he's going to be a comforter, we're going to be times that we're going to be weak. Because he's going to come with strength. Comforter. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to open your word that you have written for us. You've left us a will to tell us what we have inherited in these 66 books of your Bible. It is our personal will, Lord. Thank you for today. As we look at, as we study, as we drink, and as we become obedient to your word. Move your servant. Have freedom for what you want to say and do. Mold us if we need conviction. Comfort us if we need comfort. In your son's most holy, precious, and victorious name, we all say. Numbers 13, last week at the barbecue-skis. Can anyone tell me how many of you was there last week and heard what we talked about? And that was a lot of people missing at the barbecue. Woo. So I got to do a quick little review because we got a lot of verses to take care of. Numbers chapter 13 talks about God telling Moses, send 12 spies. Amen? Amen. He sent 12 spies in the land. Do you know how many Christians, and be honest because you're in church, how many of you Christians remember all 12 names of the spies that were sent in? How many of you Christians knew that the Bible told you all 12 names of the spies that were sent in? If you knew that, raise your hand. Okay? How many of you remember the two spies that came back with a positive report? Now, isn't that amazing? Do you remember the truth and the positive? But the 12, the 12, 10 came back with a negative report. Their name was given, and none of you even know, number one, you didn't know them, but you didn't even know their names was given. So why do you run around being negative and listening to negative people? Now, that's what we set up last week. And if you missed that, you should have been there because it was very short. Because it was so hot, we cut it short. That's why we're finishing it today. All right. Are we ready? Who do you trust? Who do you trust? You got to come to the conclusion. Who do you trust? You know, there's a lot of us trust us more than we trust God. Come on. Because if we got plans and they don't come through, we don't think that God's listening to us. I have read the entire Bible several times, and I cannot find one verse where God said, come on, tell me what you want. And I'll do it. That's the worst part, that second part. And I'll do it. Because I can tell him all the time what I want. I can write down some good stuff. I can pray some good stuff. And I'm serious when I'm praying. I have got my sins confessed. I'm right with God when I get on my knees or in the chair. And I'm honest with him, but he doesn't always answer my prayers the way I want. Because I got to trust that he knows better than me. Because I would never pray for anything to mold me to be like Jesus. Now, I be saying that out loud. But in my mind, in my heart, I'm talking about me. Mm-hmm. The spies go in the land. Verse 21, Numbers chapter 13. You got it? Yes, sir. Say, praise the Lord if you got it. Give me an amen.
Amen.
Verse 21. So they went up and searched the land. Well, at least they was obedient to go in the land. I want all 12 of you, and every one of them was a leader of his tribe. They just didn't randomly pick them. They picked leaders. I want you to go in the land. They said, okay, let's go. So they all went. And they searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men of the Hamath. And they ascended by the Negev and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai, none of these guys would survive in my neighborhood growing up. Well, the children of Anak was there. Anyone know who the children of Anak is? Can anyone tell me who the children of Anak is? Giants. Goliath. Remember Goliath? He was one of the children of Anak. Boy, was seriously big. He's almost 10 feet tall. His spearhead was 25 pounds alone. Can I have an amen? I'd like to have about five of those on my football team. And my son, after last Friday night, would like to have those guys too. Anak, the sons of Anak was there. That right there alone ought to shake you up. A whole mountain full of giants. Woo! And they came into the brook of Eshcol. Eshcol means cluster. Okay? Keep that in mind because there's going to be a lot of information right there. Cluster. And they cut down from there a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bore it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. Now, folks, let me ask you a question. That's a serious cluster of grapes right there. To take two men carrying them on a stick to get them out of the land. Grapes. Woo! Two. How many men?
Two men
to carry them out. One cluster. I'm going to ask you, is that some serious good soil? Was that a perfect growing environment? Was that perfect farmland? Was that a land filled with milk and honey? You're not hearing the pastor. Is that a land that everybody wanted? Now, we already established last week that God says, go check out the land that I have promised to give you. Who do you trust? Who do you trust? You trust God and two guys that's positive about what God can do? Or do you believe the 10 negatives? Because, you know, you and I got to be perfectly honest. We don't need 10 negatives. We only need one. When we're looking for some answers, we don't need 10 bad. We can have 10 good and one bad, and we'll go with the bad. Because you're not answering the question when you do that. Who do I trust? Do you trust the word of God when he says, I will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can handle? That's a promise from God. Do you believe that? Oh, this is just too much. I just can't. Oh, Lord, I can't make another day. 3 weeks later. And guess what? You made it. Do you believe God when he says, I will supply all your needs? Do you trust him? You can't trust him if you're worried. How much do we worry as believers? Seriously. Do you know that 1 minute is too much? Who do you trust? I don't know about you, but my God is awesome. Check this out. The place was called the Brook of Eshcol. What does Eshcol mean?
Cluster.
Because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from there. And they returned from searching out the land after 40 days. I want to ask you a question. If they was in there for 40 days, how many days? If they was in there for 40 days, don't you hope they cut the cluster down the 39th day? Because when they cut it down when they first got there, they could have wine. Oh, some of y'all go, I like that idea, huh? Be raisins? Oh, that's even better. They wouldn't be, Pastor Mark said they'd be raisins by the time they got out of there. God says that all of us as Christians, if we trust him, we're going to have fruit. You're going to have fruit. You know what's so bad? Sometimes our fruit is raisins. Because there's such a long time between fruit. 40 days in the land they travel. Can I ask you a question? Simple question. Let me ask you a question. Can anyone in here tell me how long was the Israelites in the desert wandering when God says, you don't want to go in, you're going to wander in the desert. How long were they in the desert wandering?
40 years.
How long?
40 years.
40 years. Do you understand that was 1 year for every day they was in the land? God said, you don't want to believe me? You don't want to trust me? I gave you and let you see what I had already promised you that you could have. And I let you look at it for 40 days and you come back with this report. I got something for you. 40 years in the desert. And you know what's so bad about this kind of teaching? What if some jackleg preacher who wants this name and claim it junk would have come to the Israelites and says, you got enough faith, I can get you out of here in 4 days. Can't hear you. You know, we got a lot of people running for that jump. Running for it because they want their ears tickled. This is not the church to get your ears tickled.
That's right.
We want to tickle your heart.
Yeah, there we go.
For the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
We want to give you the truth. Because I don't care how much faith the Israelites had. God said 40 years. Because 40 years is what it's going to take for you not to ever want to do this again. Can I get an amen? Because every now and then they would scream after 5 years. They screamed after 10 years. They screamed after 20 years. They screamed after 30 years. We shouldn't have never left Egypt. We wish we could go back to have some leeches and onions. What was the name of it? Hey, I'm the preacher. Leeks and onions. Always screaming. After about 40 years, they wanted to get in the promised land. Can I have an amen? And they was molded enough to not only want to be in there, but to fight for it. Kabunskiliskis. Do you understand they wasn't ready to fight for it? But here, let me prove it to you. Because they didn't know who to trust. They were scared of the giants in the land. They were scared of all the warriors in the land. They were scared of all the banks who could take your mortgage in the land. They were afraid of the economy that was in the land. The bad economy, especially. When all the dot coms became the dot nots. Worry! Because they didn't trust God in the midst of who do you trust? Make a decision today. Because this church is on the move and I don't want any slaggers. I don't want any anchors. You don't want to move. You don't want to grow. You don't want to do what God has called us to do. You don't want to shake up the world. Find another church. Mediocrity stinks.
Amen, brother. Come on. You preach it.
If you say you trust God. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I guess that's a few more verses here. A few more minutes. Then went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran and unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Ooh. Don't ever get confused about what God has promised, folks. Don't ever get confused about what God has promised. You see, if God can protect the 12 for 40 days, he can protect the whole 40 nations, the whole 12 tribes, if they go in the land. If they can trust God for 40 days, they can trust God for 40 years. Because the promise is just as good the first day as it is in 40 years. None of us is going to outlive the promise of God. Well, and they told him and said, "We came into the land to which thou sentest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Check it out, boys. Lay your eyes on it." But nevertheless, can I get a name? You'll cut short trusting God with your butts. But this, if this don't, what if, oh my, no, You know, I think God loves us so much that he even gets tired of that. Can I get an amen? If your first thought is, if God asks you to do something, be obedient to something in a difficult situation, you want to throw up the ifs and the ands. You don't trust him. Especially if you got a promise. Let me see what I mean. Woo, we walked in the land. Nevertheless, the people are strong that dwell in the land. And the cities are walled up, baby. And they're very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. There comes them giants again. And I'm not talking about the New York Giants. We're talking about giant giants. We saw the Amalekites dwell in the land of the Negev. And the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea. And Lord, we are the Uptites. Come on, talk to me. How many of you get a little uptight when you run into a Jezebite? Hittite. Amalekite. It's all called problems. How many of you sit right here, right now, listening to the sermons, getting a little uptight? How many? You know what I'm amazed about, folks? There are 1,000 reasons not to trust God, but there's only one. To trust him. There is 1,000 reasons not to trust. You come up with every reason in the world not to trust. But there's one reason to trust him, and that is he is faithful. He is faithful. Yeah. Aren't you glad we're running out of time? Verse 30, and they called, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome." Woo! Joshua chapter 2, verse 13, 14, 15, somewhere around there. It says that God gave Caleb the land after 40 years. Caleb quieted the people and said, "Let's go. Let's do it. We can do it right now. Let's roll." 40 years later, he's the only one besides Joshua that lived for 40 years that was over 20. Everybody else that was over 20, God let die in the desert. Sometimes it is not good to have old folks in leadership. Can I get an amen? We got to have a good balance. Sometimes it's not good. They have folks that are old and stuck in their ways when God want to move a new way. Fresh leadership, regardless of your age, is what we need. Trusting God. Can I have an amen, somebody? Oh, nobody. Some people don't want to give an amen on that, but that's all right. I'm just telling you what the Bible said. Joshua 14. Josh, you know what Josh asked for? You know what Caleb asked for? He said, so where you want? Now, he's what? He's got to be at least close to 80, 85 years old by then. He said, Caleb, what land do you want? He said, I want the mountain up there with the giants on. Woo! Can I get an amen? Do I have any mountain killers in here? Do I have any mountain takers? Whether there's giants there or not, it's according on who you trust. I want that mountain. But them giants up there, don't you want the midget mountain? Either one's a put down. Can I have an amen? I want that mountain right there. I want the sons of Anak to know who's coming. I'm 85 and I'm going to get me some natural. I want to ask you a question, guys. Can I please ask you a question? I'm going to ask you a question. Just keep it in mind. Check this out. Woo! Verse 31. But the men that went up with him said, we are not able to go up. We can't go up against those people, for they are stronger than we are. Fatal assumptions will keep you from trusting God. You understand that? Negative thinking will keep you from trusting God. We can't do it. It is no way. Verse 32, and they brought up an evil report of the land. They didn't bring up an evil report about God because they dare not bring up an evil report about God. They brought up an evil report about the land. Because if you can bring up an evil report about what's going on, you will forget God at times. Fear will make you say and do things that you said you would never say and that you said you would never do. Fear. Fear, F-E-A-R, false experiences appearing real. That's what they're living with right here. There's no way we can do this. Look at this. This is one I love. Unto the children saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Can anyone in here tell me, what is a land that eateth up its inhabitants? Do any of you know what it means to have a land that eateth up its inhabitants? It's a land that you're always going to have to fight to keep. And eventually, one day, someone's going to come stronger than you and take it. So why should God want to give you something that nobody else wants? And if he gives you something that everybody else wants, guess what? It's going to be times that you have to always trust God. Can I get an amen on that one? And I'm running out of time. Eat it up as in heaven. God says, if I give it to you, I am strong enough to help you keep it. Just be obedient to me and trust me. Last verse, let's get out of here. And there we were, and we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, who come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, so we were in their sight. Did you just hear that statement? We were grasshoppers, and they saw us as grasshoppers. You know why they thought that the other people saw them as grasshoppers? Because no one saw them for 40 years. They didn't see the 12 for 40 days. And it's a flat out lie. Because when they moved in Joshua to take the land, the spy told When we heard that God stopped the Red Sea for you guys, there was no strength anywhere in all the land. Believing a lie will keep you from trusting God. Okay, here's my question. And this is a question more to leadership than it is to anybody else in here. When they screamed out, Mark, we can't do it. We're grasshoppers. Only God can use grasshoppers to defeat giants. Can I have an amen? So even if you're a grasshopper, that's okay. In my weakness, I am a more weak in God, strong. So let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? Those of you that are leaders in this church and other ministries, those of you that are fathers because you're leaders in your home, when the people start screaming, we can't do it, we can't go, where was Moses? Where was Moses? What if Moses would have said, I want everybody in here to be quiet. God has promised us the land, and I'm going in. Anybody wants to stay over here, stay over here. I'm going in. Now, if Moses would have spoke up like that, what do you think would have happened? Don't be a leader if you ain't got no guts to trust God. Amen.